One of the more outstanding reasons for preserving remnants of our local dialect and glorying in them is to help ensure some much-needed variety in our hails and farewells. The perfunctory "good morning" and the dismissive "goodbye," grudgingly bookends of today, compare so miserably with the sparkling banter we shared freely not so long ago, and it can't be all put down to the rise of phony technology. I can hear the expected chorus, "There he goes again, dispensing romantic twaddle about Norfolk past." But if you've been around for a few decades, just listen now to some of the uplifting voices crowding in with little reminders. For me, they're a lasting legacy of a county upbringing at the time, when communication was a much more straightforward business. Yes, you really did know everyone in your local beat, and most in the immediate area. It was automatic to make some kind of verbal contact when you met. Very least on offer was the seal of the day, a casual nod, a mimed greeting as you passed. Usually held back for newcomers yet to make a mark on the community, or the pub darts colleague who let you down on double 15 the night before. Complete strangers invariably collected a forceful, "Hence seen you round these parts afore, old partner," just to make them feel reasonably welcome, or to put them on their guard if intentions might not be entirely respectable. The hand of friendship with one admonishing finger at the ready, like so many Norfolk expressions. So let me line up a few good old Norfolk greetings, worthy of much more than a nostalgic sigh, as we battle across the plains of indifference to the mountain ranges of antisocial antics inspired by the incessant burbling of the mobile phone. Majority of these time-honoured hellos demand something better than a half-hearted grunt in reply, and here I must apologise for my own accent. "How you getting on? What you say, then? How you blowing? Nice to see you, me beauty. Core blast, is that you looking so blooming well? Don't tell me you lost a tanner and found a threepenny bit. I can see a light on, but is anyone at home? Fancy bumping into you at the best part of some time. I thought you'd emigrated. They told me you was dead." Good-natured inquiries, asking for a chat, flourished before our lives became digital and dynamic, before getting from A to B simply became a matter of speed rather than a chance to enjoy a marvel. Of course, far more people strolled or biked when I was a lad in the country, and the general pace encouraged amiable encounters all along the way. The richness and variety of the swift responses to Norfolk-sized greetings never ceases to amaze or amuse, although give-and-take sessions are less fashionable these days. Listen very carefully, and you may still hear, "Better in a heaven," "Was I a wuss?" "Fair to middling," sandwiched somewhere in between. OK, these may not fall into the Shakespeare class of "Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania," and "parting is such sweet sorrow" have obvious qualities. But when did the old bard come anywhere near the boy John, alias Norfolk comedian and scribe, Sidney Grapes, when he wrote those immortal words, "Fare you well together"? I prefer to "have a nice day," BFN, "bye for now," or even "stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once." I suspect Lady Macbeth was trying to say, "Now clear you off and mind how you go together."